Let's speak to Mr. Shem a little bit about this Tkufa of Yemei HaMetzarim. What we can expect from this Tkufa, HaDerech HaVoida from the Tkufa. Let's begin with the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke about Moshe. The Torah tells us that the Dabi Miriam va'Aaron b'Moshe aladei sa'isha kushis asher lokach ki isha kushis lokach. It was a big timon, a big pele, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took an isha kushis, which translates pashup chat in the black woman. Such a pele that Moshe and Aaron spoke lashon hara about it. It's very interesting that one of the zechiris that we mention every day is to remember the lashon hara of Miriam. So therefore, there must be something very profound, very big impact that this Lashon Hara had on Klal Yisrael. It could be said that Chazal tell us that Lashon Hara kills three. It kills the one who speaks it, the one who hears it, and the one who it's said about. And immediately after this Lashon Hara, then Miriam speaks about Moshe together with Aaron. Miriam dies, Aaron dies, and Moshe is not allowed in Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden, it's like a bomb sets off. That all the attacks against Moshe Rabbeinu are let loose. Then you have Korach, who makes a big milchama against Moshe Rabbeinu, and then with the Meraglim, which is also Merida against Moshe Rabbeinu. But it took this Lashon Hara of Miriam to open the floodgates. Because once you give a Pesach to the Satan, and you mekatrig on the Tzadik Hadar, so Mela, everything follows. So we'll come back to this Nekudim, Mitz Hashem. But the Lashon Hara which she speaks about Moshe, the fact that he took an isha kushis. The root of that which the Gemara tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu did three things midaita. One of them is he added another day for Kabbalah Satara, that he broke the luchos, and he was parish mina isha. And that's exactly what this pasuk is referring to, that she spoke lashon hara about this act. Rashi says, asher lokach, that although the word likicha usually means an union of kiddushin, Rashi tells us that it's referring to the Gershon, that he was Parish Mina Isha. But the fact that it says Gershon and its connection to Kiddushin tells us that Miriam felt that associated with this woman, there was an act that since Moshe Rabbeinu acted Nidaito, that perhaps it wasn't Shave, didn't equate to the Da'as HaMakom. When we speak about a derech and avodas Hashem, we know that we can't expect consistency all the time. That there's going to be alidus, alios, and yeridos. So a person to think that he's able to stay on the same level all the time, every day is going to be the same, he's going to be one big maisef ha'hoylech. So that's a mistake. In fact, in Imri Pinchas, it brings there, somebody once asked for Pinchas Karetzer, he says, how should a person be knowing himself, be in and learning Torah when he's on the derech? So he answered him, he said, you know, you can learn something which is very light, you know, which you have very easy havana in. So he says that even though he gave the answer, he told somebody afterwards he was makbid on the shoyel. He was makbid on the person who asked the question. What kind of a hakpada person who asks. He says he should have known that you can't expect to be holding on the same level of learning Torah when you're sitting in the Beis Medrash as you are when you're on the road. So he was makbid on the question. He says, what type of a question is this? He says, you can't. You have to know that when you're bederech, there's certain halachas of going bederech. One of those things is you can't be able to maintain the same level of hasmada and inyanim. Going on the derech is very difficult. So a person has to be able to know. It's part of the framework of Avodas Hashem is to know that there's aliyahs and yeridahs in a daily life, and especially in the month, in the week, in the life of a Jew. This is all true, except by the Tzaddik Emes. So even though great Tzaddikim have what's called Aliyahs and Yeridahs, by a Tzaddik Emes, by the Tzaddik Hador, he doesn't experience Aliyahs and Yeridahs. And this is really the mistake that Miriam made and Aaron made about Moshe. That even though Aaron and Miriam were great Tzaddikim, very great Tzaddikim, and so therefore you would think that, listen, I'm a Navi, he's a Navi, both have big idea of Hashem Yisbarach, So they understood that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu took Anisha Kushis, that this was an act of Moshe Rabbeinu acting midaito b'shas katnas. You have to understand, for Moshe Rabbeinu to marry a Midianite woman who is an Isha Kushis, or a black woman, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu had to have gone very, very low, into very low places to take such a woman. Sometimes a tzaddik has to go down to the level of his talmidim, or even lower than that, in order to make certain tikkunim. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to go down to take an Isha Kushis, you can imagine that to marry an Aaron, they were great tzaddikim. They also went down many, many times. But to go like this, to take an Isha Kushis, this must be that Moshe Rabbeinu acted in this way in a moment of katnas, in a moment of yirida, that he was osik in an inyan like this. But the klal is that just like an Am Haaretz or a Stam Balabas can't expect or can't be mastered the das of a tzaddik, of a real tzaddik, that the difference between a regular person, not every Jew is regular, but a regular Jew and a tzaddik, like the difference in their das is kimir chok mizrach mimarav. It's very, very vast, a very big difference. The same thing is true about the tzaddikim of the generation and the tzaddik emes. To be masik the das of the tzaddik emes and the das of a regular tzaddik, of course a tzaddik is not regular, is very, very far. And that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron. You're very, very great. But like kein avdi Moshe. Moshe is very different. The das of the tzaddik emes comes from a place that it pales. It makes everything below it pale in comparison to the das of the tzaddik emes. And so therefore the real understanding of what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he took the Isha Kushis, Chazal tell us he did it midaitai. It's one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that when he took her, he was Pershman Isha, this is called midaitai. So Gemara tells us that of these things that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaitai, hiskim daitai ledas hamakom. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the das of Moshe. You have to understand. The simple way of understanding a Chazal like this means that Moshe Rabbeinu acted midaitai, that he did something, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yashar Koyach, I maskim to you. And that's how Miriam and Aaron were tofes it. That Moshe Rabbeinu has his own das, but he was able to be masik with his das, something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yashar Koyach to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you did it, I'm maskim. But the real oimek of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the das of Moshe, or that, to be more specific, that Moshe's das was maskim ledas hamakom, means that the das of Moshe was holding in a place that the das of Moshe is really the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's not like it's two separate das. That Moshe Rabbeinu's das is the closest that which it is to Hashem's das. It's that there's a nekuda where a person has to be able to connect those two things, where the das of Moshe is the das of Makom. Korach also made the same mistake. Korach was a very great person. The Pit Tzadik says that Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he saw Korach rise up against him, he knew Korach was a giant. And he says that Korach's awakening and his decision to make a melchama against Moshe was because Korach saw he was so great that he was completely naki from all taivas, that he felt like he was completely free from all yitzharas, that if he felt within himself to make a melchama against Moshe, that it had to be min hashamay. That's how great Korach was. That he felt that every emotion and every feeling which he had inside of himself was like a shliach from Hashem Yisbarach. Like Rav Nachman says on the Lashon David Hashem Ayri, that Libi says the Lev of the Tzaddik is the Lev HaMakom. So he felt that he was holding on a madriga where what he was receiving was Min HaShemai. That this Netiyah was, Hashem was telling him to do so. But what he didn't know is that even though he was very great, and he made a big Melchama, a big Lashon Hara against Moshe, what's fascinating is that his Lashon Hara against Moshe was that he was Choshen Moshe Be'ish Azish. Does that not connect itself to that which Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu's taking of an Isha who he didn't, they felt didn't, should have taken? All of a sudden there's a Melchama against the wife of Moshe. But again, everything stems from this Lashon Hara of Miriam and Aaron against Moshe. So they make a Melchama against Moshe. Korach says, I'm a big tzaddik. Right? And I also have a das of Hashem. But no, what you don't understand is that Moshe and all the other tzaddikim in the generation, it's like Oren Chashach. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Boike v'yoyda Hashem asah shalav es hakadosh v'ikri v'ilav." He says, you're going to see that although nobody else can tell the difference between great tzaddikim and the tzaddik emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the only one who can see that difference. And you have to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mevar, because nobody can see, even Aaron and Miriam, who are great Nevi'im, they couldn't see the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of the tzaddik. That's something which only Kodesh Baruch Hu himself could be mevar. Hashem is asher lai. Hashem will see and will show who it is which belongs to him. What really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to do to bring out of this Melchama with Korach and this whole union with Moshe and Aaron, the toelis in all this is that at the end of the day, when all is said and done for the Melchama of Moshe and Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu says in being Menatzeach in this Melchama, he says three words which really depict this entire concept. Moshe Rabbeinu says, with this you will know that Hashem has sent me to do all of these things. Ki loy milibi. Ki loy milibi. These words, ki loy milibi, is really everything which we're speaking about. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not somebody that when he taught Torah, his das was like the das of Hashem Yisbarach, like as if he was mechavin. It wasn't that he was mechavin. Moshe Rabbeinu is being megala that there's an akuda within the lave of the Tzaddik Emes, that in that place of the heart of the Tzaddik Emes, there's a place that it's not his at all. That it belongs completely to Hashem Yisbarach. Palgei lev, palgei mayim lev melech b'yad Hashem. That the heart of the Melech Yisrael, in mamish belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. And that which the Melech Yisrael does, is mamish a gilui of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be done, precisely, exactly, mamish the das of Hashem. And this Nakuda Korach couldn't see, and this Nakuda even Aaron and Miriam couldn't see, and the whole machlekes which was made was in order to bring out this Toelis Ladoiris, that you should know that the reason why the Torah of Moshe is Torah Semes is because there's a place in the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the same is true with all Tzaddiki Emes, the Chol Ladoiris, who are continuing to be manig with this Das, which is called the Das of Moshe, which is called Kiloy Milibi. That this is not my heart, this is the heart of Hashem Yisbarach. And Moshe Nizanivas, he would never have said it himself. Everybody should know Kilay Milibi. But it was only through this Milchama which was made against Moshe that Moshe had an aliyah from the Milchama that was made against him to be able to reveal within all the machlaikas this Nakud of Kilay Milibi. And it's very interesting. You can go through the whole parsha of all the Milchamas against Moshe Rabbeinu and just feel so bad, so terrible for Moshe. And just to miss these three words, Kilay Milibi, as if it's just like, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu's self-defense. But literally from this comes a huge yisod in Emunah L'chol Adoros. That the Torah is the way it is because of this Nekuda called Kilay Milibi, which emerged from the Melchama that Korach made against Moshe. But it's very easy to miss that Nekuda, like all things in life. And just to be sure about that, the Rambam in Perek Chelek, when he talks about the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he says, Yisod Hashmini, he writes to believe in Nevuas Moshe. I'll quote you a piece of that. V'zeh sha'omer, and this is what it said. Shekmo ele ha'psukim asipurim. That all the psukim and all the stories in Torah, Moshe safra midaitai. If a person says Moshe did it midaitai, hinei hu eitzo chachameinu v'nevi'enu, tar chachamim v'tar nevi'im, he's called a koifer u'megala panim b'tayra shalo ka'alacha. V'chulei. And he writes, Hamaymer ha'moira al yisoid zeh, and that from which we learn this yisoid, hu ma'ashenemar v'yoyimer Moshe b'zois teidun ki Hashem shlachani la'asayis kalamayisim eilu ki lo'im ilibi. The only way you know that the Torah of Moshe is mamish midaito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just hiskim daito ladas hamakom, but this is daito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything which is written, it comes from a place, kilay milibi, that Moshe doesn't write it. Hashem writes it, which is why Moshe doesn't sign the Torah at the end, sign Moshe ben Amram. It's Hashem's Torah, exactly, because there's a place called, in the heart of the Tzaddik Emes, l'chol adoris, called kilay milibi, that everything which is done, even in the state of katnus, that which the Tzaddik does, it starts completely from HaKadosh Baruch. And this is why, by Tzaddik Emes, we say that it's true that every single person has aliyahs and yeridas. And the Lashon Hara, which Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, that's too, part of their yerida, part of their katnas. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no such thing as an aliyah and a yerida by him. No such thing. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it was always by him, it was Das HaMakom. It was always operating under the veil of Das HaMakom. Whether he had Gadlus HaMayichin, whether he had Katnas HaMayichin, this is the Majiga, which is called Hishtavus. Hishtavus means that everything is equal to you. Whether you go high, whether you go low. So imagine, Right? You may go on an airplane, you go very, very high. And you could take a boat, you could take a submarine, go low. Right? But to you, is that an aliyah and a yerida? No. You're very comfortable no matter where you go. So too by Moshe, it doesn't matter where Hashem took him. You could take him up to Shmi HaShemayim, didn't matter. Take him to below, didn't matter. As long as wherever he went, he had Hashem Yisbarach in his heart, then he was always in the same place all the time. This is called the Das of Moshe. See, there's a lot to do, and we have very little time here. So I'm have to cut out a little bit, or a lot.
No one's in a rush,
huh? I know. Okay, so we'll see. Maybe we'll go a little over. This hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Moshe, gave to Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was manhig as Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar. Chazal tell us, Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Alavana. The Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Chama. It's called the Shemesh. Now if you'll say, why is Moshe Rabbeinu called the Shemesh? What's the dimension between Moshe and the Shemesh? The very big cloud by the Shemesh, and by the Yareach, as we're familiar with, that the Yareach has its ways of Aliyahs and Yeridas. It waxes and it wanes. It goes up and it goes down. Klaiso, we count the Moshe Alavana, because this is the way of Klaiso. Klaiso are nimshal to the Yareach, because we have our high parts and then our low moments in history. This is the way of Klaiso. We go as the Levana goes. It's called the Klaiso's Hanhaga throughout all the days. However, by Moshe Rabbeinu, we say Moshe is different. Moshe Rabbeinu is very different. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shemesh. Is that Moshe Rabbeinu goes with a tkifus, with a very, very strong sense that as Moshe Rabbeinu is called Netzach, which means that he dominates, that there's nothing which can stop the Shemesh, that there's nothing which can stop Moshe. All the things which came up against Bnei Yisrael, beginning with Mitzrayim, all the way through the Midbar, every attempt to slow Bnei Yisrael down was never a success. Well, even if Amalek attacked Bnei Yisrael, of course, there were their cool points. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to lead them with tremendous strength, even when it looked like it was completely a failure, desperate. Hashem says, I'm going to wipe out Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to succeed always, always in taking Klal Yisrael to where they needed to go, which is to the brink of Eretz Yisrael, and then into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu goes with the Shemesh. And that's what the Pasuk says, David HaMelech tells us. When we speak about the Shemesh, Yosis K'gibor Larutz Ayrach. The Shemesh wakes up every single day and it runs its route in a way where the Shemesh doesn't say, today I'm not coming up, I'll take a detour. It's a little cloudy today, maybe I'll wait till tomorrow. The Shemesh, every day, there's a nitzchius and a tkifus which the Shemesh has, and that was the way the Moshe Rabbeinu goes. He goes with the sense of Yareach and he pounds through everything which stands in the way of Hashem Yisbarach. This is the Anonim that the Klai Yisrael went in the Midbar, that even after Aaron died, it was still in the Tzchus HaMoshe, and even after the bear went away, it was still in the Tzchus HaMoshe. Means that everything is in the Tzchus HaMoshe. Moshe was able to take Bnei Yisrael successfully through the Midbar in one tremendous strength to bring them towards Eretz Yisrael. That's what you find many times in the Torah. The Torah refers to how Klai Yisrael went to the Midbar. It uses the Shemesh as a directional key. For example, when Bnei Yisrael leave Eretz Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, Kivoy HaShemesh, like the way of the Shemesh, that's how Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And when Klai Yisrael are going in the Midbar, refers to it many times, Derech Mevo HaShemesh, as the Shemesh goes. Be'eve HaYarden Mizrach HaShemesh. And even when Moshe Rabbeinu was down as Achaitin, the Torah tells us, V'huka Maisam Kenegen HaShemesh. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu took them out to the sun, Chazal say, the Lashon is, HaShemesh Chayim Odiyah HaChaitim. That Moshe Rabbeinu used the sun to be able to determine who was Chote and who was not. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Shlita on the Shemesh. Because the whole way that Moshe Rabbeinu is manik bnei Yisrael in the Midbar is pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama. That he's able to go with the sense of tkifus that the Shemesh has. That in that way, Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik emes, that although all of bnei Yisrael are kelevana, which is why that the cycle and the schedule and the calendar is according to the levana, because you can't expect everybody to be holding at the place of the Shemesh. That's for the tzaddik emes. But for the roiv hamoin am, you go by the yareach. But the whole tachlis of the tzaddik, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, is to be able to elevate the Yareach and the lower people to also be in the Daag of the Shemesh, which is the higher way. The Kohen Gadol also has this Madrega. The Kohen Gadol has this Madrega, like we find by Aaron HaKohen, that although Aaron HaKohen was not mamish like Moshe Rabbeinu, but when he lit the menorah, Chazal tell us, Malamed Shivcho Shel Aaron Shalishina. The Aaron had this Madrega that he didn't veer. And Chazal explained, the Mefarshim explained, Shalishina, which means to say, that he reached the Madrega when he lit the menorah, that he understood what it means to not veer, that he wasn't Mishana from the high days and from the low days. He was able to be elevated by lighting the Ner Chanukah, really it was Ner Chanukah, the Ner HaMenorah and the Mishkan, to a place where there's no inconsistencies anymore. That he was able to reach that Madrega. Able to reach that Madrega. That's why it's called the Shamish. The Ner Shamish is called the Ner, which is the one that a person takes to be Madlik. It's called the Shamish. That's why the Kohen Godel is called, if you take a look at the Targum, Kohen is a Lashon Shimsha, which is Lashon of the Shemesh. And therefore, Kohen Godel means the Shemesh Rav, the great Shemesh is called the Kohen Godel. The Kohen Godel has to be able to be manik himself in an oifen, like the Shemesh as well, to be elevated to the Darg of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal tells us he served as a Kohen Godel. Gemara in Zvachim tells us that. Moshe had the Darg of a Kohen Godel. Although he was not the Kohen Godel Ledoris, but he held on the Madriga of the Kohen Godel, which is Shaleshina. That he doesn't change, so even if he has Elias and he has Yeridus, it makes no difference to him. He's always in the same place that his schema died to the Das HaMakom. That's why the Kohen Gadol has a chiv that even when he's in Aninus, even after an Avelus, he still has to serve in the Mishkan. But he's not potter from Avodah because he has a Katnas HaMayichin because somebody passed away. The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave his job, which is his task. Even Baninus, he has to serve in the Mikdash. So even in the lowest places, he's called a Shemesh. You have to know, Yosis Kagibu Lor Tzayach. This is your tafkid. Very interesting. Chazal tell us, coming back to Korach for a moment. Chazal tell us that Korach was from the Noisei HaAron. He was one of the Aron barriers. He carried the Aron HaKadosh. What's the significance of that? Why do we need to know that? But the Teretz is, probably you can say, on two levels, is that every single day he was carrying the Aron HaKadosh. And every single day he looked in the Aron HaKadosh and he saw that what's in the Aron? That there's the Luchos. But not just the Luchos. The Luchos and the Shivir Luchos, Munachem Aaron, that the Luchos were there, and the Luchos and the broken Luchos were there. So you know what happened? Every single day he was holding the Aaron HaKodesh, he probably looked at it, and he said, what's going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos? This is crazy. He must have done that Midaitoi. And he's right. One of the things that Moshe did Midaitoi, like we said, is that he broke the Luchos. So he looked at this every day, and he says, this is ridiculous. Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the Luchos, he comes down from our Sinai, he goes ahead and he breaks the Luchos after such a hasaga on our Sinai. So it must mean that everything Moshe Rabbeinu does is not for good. It's not right. He's doing it midaitai. Like we said, everything, the whole kilim yilivi comes from that machlokes. But what Moshe Rabbeinu, the assault that Korach gave Moshe was, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is just making things up. Tcheles, mezuzah, everything which Chazal bring in the Medrash, in the Gemara, is ridiculous. But it probably stemmed because he was the Nasi Aaron and he saw the Shivi Luchas Merachab Aaron. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is acting midaitai. The whole Torah is midaitai then. You could probably take it one step further. And you could say that we know that one of the inyanim of the Aron HaKodesh was that it was noisiest noisaf, that it carried those who carried it. This is just b'derech efsher. It could be that Korach, that he knew this, that he saw that the Aron was not noisiest noisaf, that it wasn't carrying him. So he probably felt that it was because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. That's why. Because the whole reason why the Aron carries those who carried it is because the Luchos are inside of it. So if it's not carrying me, not carrying me, then probably because the whole thing is made up because the Shivir Luchos, Moshe broke the Luchos, that's why it doesn't have that koach. What he didn't realize though is that the reason why it didn't carry him is because he didn't carry it. But it means to be nice as nice, it means that if you carry the Aron, then it carries you.
Where do we see that it didn't carry Korach?
I'm just speculating.
Oh, okay.
I'm just second. Because it says that he was Nosea Aron. I'm saying Nosea Aron.
So he was Nosea, but the Aron wasn't Nosea.
Right. No, it wasn't known to him, so he said, listen, I'm carrying the Aron, how come it's not carrying me? But the pshat is, though, is that he wasn't carrying the Aron. Because if you have chshadim against Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not called carrying the Aron. It's only if your heart is one with the Aron, that you have emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu, then the luchos which Moshe brings down will carry you, even in their broken state. But what he didn't realize is that these luchos, with the shivei luchos and the luchos Menachem Aron, he should have realized that if the shivei luchos are in there, together with the luchos, I mean, they're also ganz good. That they may be broken, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that they should be broken. And that's what Chazal tell us. That when Moshe broke the Luchos, he schema died to the Das HaMakom, and says that Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. Again, that Yasher Koyach is not like, okay, did a good thing. It means to say, this is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I wanted. But again, Koyach, Aaron, and Miriam, they didn't understand that the Tzadik Emes, when he acts, it's not just like Moshe didn't me die to when Hashem is masking. It's exactly the Das of Hashem Yisbarach. like the Rambam writes. If you don't understand it that way, then you can have a shot against the Torah. You have to understand that it's mamish, the das of Hashem Yisbar. Hainu hach. But nobody could see that. The only person who was able to see that is Hashem Yisbarach himself. Where do we learn that from? We learn it from David HaMelech. That when Shmuel came, and it was time to inaugurate David HaMelech as being king, he says that he saw David HaMelech, he says, who is this guy? He looks like Edom, he looks like Esav. To which Hashem tells Shmuel the Navi, and it's fascinating because Shmuel, we know, comes from Korach. It's a very similar situation here. That he says, Hashem tells Shmuel, Ki loy kasher yireh ha'adam, not like a man sees. Ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim, v'Hashem yireh le'levav. That I see into the heart. That even though Shmuel, he says about himself, Anoichi achoize, I could see. We know that his nevu was doimed to the nevu of Moshe Chazase. Moshe Ram b'chayana v'shmuel b'kari shmai. And he says, Anoichi achoize, Anoichi aroye, I can see. And Hashem says, I'll make you show you where you're nechshol. He says, you could see everything. And also Korach could see a lot. What does it say about Korach? Eino hitaso, Rashi says. That his eye couldn't see precisely. That there's a place in the heart of the Tzaddik Emes that even if you're the greatest seer in the world, you can't see that spot. And that's the heart of the Melech. And that, although you could see that he's great, but the fact that his heart is mamish, one with Hashem Yisbarach, that you can never see. The only one who could see that is Hashem Yisbarach. And that's why it has to be that Hashem chooses the Melech. Because nobody's able to see who the Melech is except Hashem. Because the Melech, the Tzaddik Emes, has a place in his heart where it's legamre, even much more. Because that Nekuda, that Kol Shehu, which is the difference between the Tzaddik and the Tzaddik Emes, like Korach, that he was completely naki from all Averis, from all Taivas. And he thought that he was had it, the Madrega. But that Nekuda, which is that Kol Shehu, which is the difference between the Tzaddik Emes and even the regular Tzaddikim, is greater than the distance between the Tzaddikim of the generation and the Hamayarats. Because that Nekuda is a Nekuda which is Kol Shehu, which is Kol everything. Whether your heart is 100% legamri to Hashem Yisbarach or 99.9%. I told you that Maisa with the Chayza, from Lublin, that he once met somebody who knew the Noam Elimelech, and the Chayza was a Talmud. So the Chayza met this Talmud, and he said to him, oh, you knew the Noam Elimelech? So he says, so tell me something about our Rebbe. So he said, our Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, he was such a kaddish that he was 99% in Shemayim and 1% in this world. That's what he said. So the Chayz said, oh yeah? He says, you think so? He says, you don't know the Naim of the Melech at all. He says, you don't know the Naim of the Melech at all. Not even 99% is minimizing. That 1%, it's a very big 1%. So you think you know the Naim of the Melech? You know the Melech. You're not a Talmud. But by tzaddikim, kechut asayir is mamash alat, especially when you're talking about either lagamre or not lagamre. It's a very big difference between 99% and 100%. Very big difference. Okay, do be makatze. I can't be matriach everybody. But it says, "Eini Hashem al tzaddikim." And Hashem gives His eyes to tzaddikim, and therefore tzaddik can see a lot. However, ve'einai, but that eye, that singular eye, that one eye, v'lashon yachid al yireyov. But the tzaddik emes is called the Yari Hashem legamrei, that he has eyes that even though Hashem gives His eyes to tzaddikim, they're very great eyes. The eyes of the tzaddik emes is the only ones which can see the way that needs to be seen. We spoke a little bit about before we speak about that a little bit about. If you come to the Psukim, it's very interesting. When it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took an Isha Kushis, Asher Lokach, Isha Kushis Lokach, so this was the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke about Moshe. But if you take a look at Chazal in these Psukim, it's mamish the opposite of that. Chazal say about Isha Kushis Lokach. So Rashi here says, why is she called an Isha Kushis? Right? She's called an Isha Kushis because just like everybody agrees that an Isha Kushis is she's black, so too everybody agrees about his wife that she was perfect in her ways. It's mamish, it sounds crazy. Isn't that completely taking the Torah out of context? The Torah is calling her a black woman, which is supposed to be the Moshe acting in a way of katnus. And here Chazal are telling you, it doesn't mean that he acted in a way of katnus. It means to say that he took a woman who was so beautiful that anybody who could see would be masking that she was beautiful. What do you mean everybody who could see masking? Right? Aaron and Miriam could see very good. Yet they said Lashon Hara about it. And then Rashi goes so far as to say, this is very unusual, Rashi says, Isha Kushis Lakach, like Rashi, Isha Kushis, right, Kushis is Gematria Yifas Mare. Rashi makes a Gematria. Just so that you should know that what I'm telling you is right, Kushis is Gematria Yifas Mare. But it's Mamash Pum Faker, it's the opposite of that. How can Rashi do that? But this is what Rashi's telling us. That Moshe and Aaron and Miriam saw two different things. Aaron and Miriam saw Isha Kushis, and that's why they spoke Lashon Hara. We have to know that the eyes of the tzaddik and rabbis are completely different eyes. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw this Isha Kushis, he didn't see Isha Kushis. He saw an Isha, which is completely yaf of Maaseh. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Kushis, he saw Yifas Mar, the Gematria Yifas Mar. But the reason why it's coming out this way, that Mamish in the place where they spoke Lashon Hara, it's coming to speak about her Shevach, it's coming to tell you that which the tzaddik sees, and that which other tzaddikim see, are two totally different things. That in the very same place where they see Chayshah, Moshe Rabbeinu sees Ar. And although they were great, great tzaddikim, but the way that a tzaddik sees the Ein Hashem El Tzaddikim is different than the Ein El Yireyov. Even though they're looking at the same thing, and it's a big Musar Haskel for us, because when we judge tzaddikim Chas V'Chalilah, we lay judgments against the tzaddik. We have to know, like Rav Nachman says, that the das of the tzaddik is like the das of Hashem, and just like you don't have any tainas of Hashem Yisrael, how can you have tainas on the tzaddik? Remember, we have no havana, and that's not just true only for those for regular tzaddikim, but for the great, great tzaddikim of the generation, especially the tzaddik emes. But not that we know who the tzaddik emes is, because we don't know who the tzaddik emes is. We don't know who he is, because only Hashem is Yira Lelevav. So people who we think are the very big tzaddikim of the generation could be they're not. Like we find that the Nesim in the Midbar, that they were afraid to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael because they said we're going to lose our Nesiyah, so we go into Eretz Yisrael. That what's called the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael is very different than what's called the Nasi in the Midbar. They were afraid of that. So we don't know really who's noted in Shemayim, who's noted in this world. It could be that who we consider to be tzaddikim are not really great tzaddikim at all. And regular people walking down the streets, you know, Meir Sharm, we have no idea. Even in Woodmere, we have no idea. Hashem, you're the Levav. That's certainly true about the tzaddik emes. Even regular people, we have no way to know. No way to know many times who the tzaddik emes is. And we'll conclude with this, that this is the nekuda of that which the Arizal tells us, that every single chodesh has its own tzuras Hashem, and the tzura for chodesh Tammuz of the Shem Havaya is a hey vav, then a hey, then a yod. It's the Shem Havaya backwards, and it comes from a pasuk in Megillas Esther. It says, V'chol zeh einenu shayveli. Haman HaRasha says this. But the last letter of zeh is a hey, einenu is a vav, shayve is a hey, and then li is a yud. So this hey vav, then a hey, then a yud, spells the Shem Havaya backwards, and from there emerges Tammuz. Right? Thank you, Haman, for revealing to us Tammuz. It would make sense why Haman is the one who says it, because Haman is the Rasha, and he tried to make Chorban Beis HaMikdash. He did succeed in Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tells us that Achashverosh wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Haman stopped it. He stopped it. So Haman is responsible for a mini Chorban Binyan of the Bayi Sheni. So why Dafka this Tzura? Because V'chozei Neinu Shoyveli is exactly the Nekuda which we're speaking about. Because the Madriga of the Tzadik Emes, that when he's in the high places and when he's in the low places, and it's all the same to him, because his schema died to Ladas HaMakom, that's called Hishtavus. Like the Baal Shem Tov touches the pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Yisamei. David HaMelech was this tzaddik. He was the heart of this tzaddik, which Shmuel couldn't see. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Yisamei. He's like the Baal Shem Tov. Shivisi is in Hishtavus. Not just that I place Hashem before me, that Hashem is always with me. Called the Madriga, called Hishtavus. That everything is equal to the tzaddik. And that's Haman's. This is his taina. This is his lashon hara. This is his complaint. Is that I'm not on the Madriga of Hishtavus. And this is really Thomas's complaint. The madrig of Thomas is that Churban Beis HaMikdash has to do with this fact of a lack of Hishtavus. That a Jew doesn't reach the madriga where he's called Shave, that in the godless and in the katnas, everything is the same. That was his time against Mordechai, and Mordechai was the Moshe of the generation. And that's why it says about Chodesh Adar, Chazal derive this inyan of Chodesh Av from there. It says, Kishem shebishenichnas Av mematim b'simcha, kach mishenichnas Adar marim b'simcha. That's called Hishtavus. That it doesn't matter to a tzaddik whether he's in Adar and it's marim b'simcha, or whether he's in Av and it's mematim b'simcha. There's a tzaddik by the tzaddik emes, and the kud of the tzaddik emes is that he celebrates during these days of Yimei HaMetzarim, just like he's able to celebrate in the days of Adar, which is called Binyan Bayis. By the tzaddik emes, everything is the same. And that's really why the luchos were broken on Shiva Sabbatamas. But the reason why the luchos are broken on Shiva Sabbatamas, because that's the thing of which we say about it, that Moshe Asami Daitoi, Shviras Aluchos. Right? But that, in that nekuda, where Moshe and Aaron, and Korach, that they look there, and they looked at the Shviras Aluchos, and together with that he was Perish Mina Isha, and they spoke Lashon Hara, which forever we can't forget the Zachor of Miriam, because from there comes all Churban. Because the das which infuses the Beis Hamikdash is the das of Moshe. Like the Gemara tells us, "Kol mishi yesh leideya, kilu nivna Beis Hamikdash b'yamav." That it's not that we mourn the destruction of a bias, we mourn the das of the bias. That das of Moshe which infuses the bias. Vayakim Moshe samishkan, we mourn. So it's interesting, the Gemara tells us that with Pinchas, the Gemara tells us that when Pinchas and that whole Maisa, it says that Zimri took this woman, this Midianite woman, Cosby, came in front of Moshe, it says, Mutter Aser. Mutter Aser. If you're going to tell me it's Aser, how could you take a Midianite woman? By the way, again, notice, again, a kitchug against Moshe's wife. It always comes back to Moshe's wife. Because it all comes from Miriam. So what? Of course it's Aser. It says, Aser, who told you that you could take your wife? So the Gemara tells us that everybody started to cry. Go, kulam b'vichia. Why were they all crying? So look in the Gemara. It's not because 24,000 people were dying. Why? Because Nis Alma halacha mimoshe. Because Moshe forgot the halacha. The lack in the pagam in the das of Moshe, that's why they were crying. The Medrash goes back and says, Moshe, being this Moshe that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he split the sea, and he brought us the Torah. He can't even stand up against the Zimri. He stood up against Korach and everybody else. Where's the das of Moshe? They cried about that. Because the main thing to cry about is the das of Moshe. That's called Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why they cried. And it says, they were crying by the Pesach HaOmoed. So the Gemara says that's where you learn out they were crying. What does the Pesach HaOmoed have to do with the Das of Moshe? But now you understand very good. They were crying because they realized that the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mishkan may be destroyed because of this. Because if there's no Das of Moshe, then how are we going to be able to have a Mishkan? The whole Mishkan, the essence of the Mishkan is the Das of Moshe. They were afraid that the Mishkan would be destroyed now because the Das of Moshe has gone away. That's why we cry. But La'asa Lava, when we have a Tikkun in this Inyan, so there's going to be a kesher between Yimei HaGadlus and Yimei HaKadmus. So there's going to be a Shtavus. Like we know that there's 22 days of Tishrei from Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres, and these 22 days also Yimei HaMetzarim. That right now, because we don't see the Chibur between them, that's why we see that these are called Yimei HaGadlus, and Yimei HaMetzarim are called Yimei HaKadmus. But La'asa Lava, there's going to be a Tikkun between those two things. When you build the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Makasher. The Yimei HaGadlus or the Yimei HaKadmus. So there's going to be not just 22 days, one of HaGadlus and one of Kadmus. It's going to be 44 days of tremendous Aleph. But in a way, where Chazal tell us, the Sfarma Tekshim tell us, that the 22 days of Yimei HaMetzarim will be greater than the 22 days of Tishrei. It'll be the highest days of the year. Aye, the days of Kadmus. But if you understand the secret that Kadmus and Kadmus, that there's no difference between them, but Adirabba, that Gadlus is ordered to come to Kadmus, as you know, Tachlus HaYediya Shalaineda, that the whole tachlis of your das is to come to the recognition that the more that you know, the more you realize you don't know anything. So you could celebrate your katnas. And this is just a big way in Bederech HaVayda that when a person falls into places in his places of katnas, instead of getting all upset about himself, that I can't daven the way I'm supposed to, I can't learn the way I'm supposed to, you can find a way to rejoice. Because now you know how little you know. And your whole galus was to bring you to that makom of katnas, that you have that humility and hachna before Hashem, that I know so little before you. But that's something which is a me'ain of the way the Tzaddik Emes, that he's able to know what it means, katnus and gadlus, in the same framework, that everything is the same to him, whether it's chaf beis here, chaf beis there. But that has to do with already a ha'ara from the das of Moshe, to be able to serve Hashem in that way. And although we're very far from this madrega, we're very close to that madrega, because the more that we have emun in the Tzaddik Emes and the way that they go, and we're not choshed the Tzaddikim, we're makasher ourselves the Tzaddikim of the generation, it gives us, in a way which you don't even realize, an opportunity to be able to shtag even in the low days. I mean, you go through Mei HaKadmus, Mei HaMetzarim. So even though we don't know how to act in the Mei HaMetzarim because we're so far from Churban Mikdash, the more that we have Emuna in the Tzaddik Emes, that in itself brings us up to a place which is called the Tikkun of these days, how to have an Aliyah in these days, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should see no longer any days of Katnas like this. They should all be Gadlus HaKadmus, V'Shaveh B'Shaveh, O'Malah Arz, Deyas HaShem, K'mayim HaMachasim, Yisgayel Tzedek, Mei HaVeminu Amen.